Sorry? Right. So we start off with the Isser Sheikha is what? That's the termination of life. Of a creature, animal, bird, fish, reptile, insect, anything. Yeah, it's Osir to do. And we said, if it's beneficial, if the killing is beneficial, then it's a Menatayr. That is, what's beneficial? You want the meat, let's say, for example, or I don't know what. What else can you want better? You want the skin. Yeah, that's all beneficial. That's Osir. Any method of killing is a problem, we said. We're doing removing fish from water. Someone takes fish out of water. Extracting blood, causing a bruise, actually, also Kiddush, also caused the bruise, we said, the mice is also, what happens is the dump comes out of the body, comes out of the blood vessel, that blood never goes back in again, actually. Once it comes out from the bruise, that blood never goes back in again, it goes out of the body through natural means, but it doesn't go back into the body, so therefore you've taken blood out, and we said already that extracting blood, sorry? Damu ha-nefesh, the apostle says, and therefore extracting any sort of blood is problematic. That's a problem. Even most animals, to bruise them, is also very problematic. That's also that's also making the same thing. When are you allowed to kill animals? There's only a few exceptions. One of the exceptions of killing an animal is where it's a danger to life. That means, obviously, a mad dog, for example, which is mamish sakonos nefoshes, then there's no issa to kill that animal. That's Halacha in Shin Tes Zayin, from Mem Hei. That actually is a Chiddush. There, one's allowed to kill it, even if it's not doing anything. That means it's roaming the streets. Huh? If someone's a snake, yeah, poison the snake also one can kill them. It's, even though it's comfortable in its place where it is, it's nowhere near you. And a Chari, even though you could go out of the room, maybe it could also be. Even so, since it itself is dangerous, the mice, to leave such an animal around is a dangerous thing. One's allowed to kill it. That's in Shin. Can't do a bee. A bee is not dangerous. I mean, there are some people who are allergic to bees. Allergic. Generally speaking, a bee.
Sorry? If you're eating with your
suckers,
allergic to bees, you can kill somebody. Yeah. Then you can catch them and kill them.
Yeah. That's true.
You don't have to send him out.
I don't need my hood to go out. No, I don't. The person who's going to go out of the room, he's allergic. Let's just find this one about the snakes here. The Sakonis Lafoshes. It's the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Tes Zayin Mem Hei. Shin Tes Zayin. Actually, you're supposed to kill them. The mice are dangerous to have around these animals. It has nothing to do with whether it's dangerous for you. And the mice are dangerous. So a snake which is running around is a dangerous creature to have running around. Therefore, it's mutter to kill it on Shabbos. No problem whatsoever. One's allowed to kill this animal on Shabbos itself. If there's no Sakonis Lafoshes, that means it's not Sakonis Lafoshes, but it's very painful. The bite is very painful. What's called painful, that means you need to be treated medically for it. A bite that is mamish, it would need to be treated medically, then only if they're running after someone can you kill them. Otherwise, you can't do anything. I mean, you can go out of the room, obviously, but the mice, you can't kill them. You've got no heads to kill such an animal on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Shin Tes Zayin Sukkot Mem Hei. Mishnah Berurah says here, something which is not so bad, it's not so painful, you're not allowed to kill them unless they're mamish on you. Yeah? So a beast, generally a bee, to most people, I mean, it's painful, a bee. But the mice there hasn't got this heter. So therefore, there's no heter pastures to kill a bee, unless you know someone's allergic to bees. If someone's allergic to bees, it's a constant fascist, then one's allowed to. But otherwise, the clover hasn't got this heter. And even this heter, that if they're on you and it's very, very painful, you can kill them, that's also a question whether it applies to a bee. I mean, a bee is painful, but it's not so, so painful. You don't need medical attention normally for a bee. What? A baby, that's true. That could be, if someone's got a baby or what you call it, that could be dangerous. A baby in a room, the marshal, that could be dangerous. I'm not sure, I don't know if it's the constant foshes. The thing is, you must realize these animals generally, bees generally don't sting. It's an inbuilt into them. Most of these animals don't sting generally. It's only the aggravator they sting. So to call it Sakonis Lafoshes is a very big Kiddush. I'm not saying anyone says it. I know someone told me once, one particular Rav who allows this, but I find it's a very big Kiddush to say that. First of all, to be Choshes that one person is allergic to it. That's a Kiddush. It's a very uncommon thing to be allergic to bee sting. Baruch Hashem. And then to call it so painful that it's a very painful thing. That's also very unlikely to be called that. The Maaseh Shechachar says clearly that Sira, which is a hornet, it's even worse than the bee sting, is not called one of these things. It hasn't got this heter. Trap it, you can't trap it either.
Why does it even look up over it? You're going to let go.
Yeah, but it's trapped for a few seconds. That trapping is also not allowed. We say that if you trap them, it's also very hard. If you're doing an action of trapping, and even if it's got a small hole, it's a problem. So you mustn't want. We said if it goes in a honey jar, for example, you take the honey jar out, that you can do. But to trap it is very problematic.
These animals are.
Sorry?
Let me know
that, I don't remember.
Okay,
Chiddush. I'm saying it's a problematic to trap a bee in the thing, it's very problematic. And even to put it in a cup, and we said already this last time, to put it in a cup and leave a very small space on top, just to they climb out, it's very dodgy. Not possible. What? Yeah, that we said you could do. Yeah, that you could do. As long as you don't trap it, I don't know how light it's going to be to work, that's the thing. That's the Chiddush, I'm not sure if it's going to work. Now we spoke about insects and vegetables, for example. It's also interesting, the Moshul, people are letters. People ask this question quite often, this question. You know, you want to, the Moshul Pesach is very negair. People want to have letters for Seder night. Yom Tov is the same issue, Shekhar. There's no heter. Oichel Nevich is mutter on Yom Tov. There's only certain things to do with Oichel Nevich. Not things that could have been done. One of the Rishonim saying, any malocha that could have been done before Yom Tov, without disturbing it, is mutum. Grave, shaykh would be mutum actually in that case. And shaykh, you're allowed to shech really on Yom Tov. But this is killing it, you're not doing any purpose for it whatsoever. You actually can't kill it. Sorry?
The blood comes out, not the shech. Oh, you mean the sort of mutum?
What would you mean for? Yeah, that's what it means. It's mutum. Shaykh is mutum on Yom Tov. But I don't want to shech the cow. Yeah, but that's mutum. That malach is mutum. That whole malach is mutum on Yom Tov. The whole issa of shaykh is relaxed on Yom Tov. There's no issa of shaykh on Yom Tov. So you can take out blood for no reason is not allowed. If it's due to Oichel Nefesh, you'll have to do it. What? Yeah. Can't show it for another day. So we spoke about vegetables, the rice of vegetables. So what's on Shabbat? Let's say someone wants to have some fresh lettuce salad. So first of all, he's going to be boiling. We said, we spoke about the Moshe the last time, that in lettuce it's quite infested. It's not a miyot seinah motzu at all. It's miyot hamotzui, at least. And therefore one has to check lettuce. Thing is, if you check lettuce, so for example, to put lettuce in soapy water or in salt water, you're going to kill them. To run it under a tap is also, if there are any insects on there, you're going to kill it. So the mice, you mustn't do that on Shabbos. What you can do is you can take each lettuce, for example, look at it by the light, see clearly what's going on there. If you see an insect on there, we said, then you have to cut around that insect with a bit of vegetable. Sorry? I also don't see why not. The only problem is boira. We spoke about boira last time. You're taking away, that's the process of the problem of boira. Yeah, but that's your action. It's a good question. But that's your action. That's a good question. But that's your action, that's called separating. It's a good question. But the mice, that's called separating. You're separating that insect from. Yeah, but the mice doesn't boira. That is boira. So you have to cut off the whole area, the boira. You're moving that insect from the leaf. The leaf was joined. Yeah, but the fly, a small insect on a leaf, is called mixed. Yeah, it's called mixed. That's called a tarugus. That's the Taz's case of a fly in water. The Taz's case, that's a classic case of boira. The Taz says, if a person's got a water, and he's got a soup or something, and he's got a fly that fell into the soup, a person can't just scoop out the fly and take it off. Yeah, unless you take a bit of the soup with it, that's the same thing over here. If you take a bit of the lettuce with it, that's mutter. Yeah, that's what we said as well. Then we spoke about kidim, lice, and we said that kidim nowadays, even though there's a big shout about kidim nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says you'll have to kill kidim. Because they're not pora verova, they don't come from a zoch on a kever. And we said, even though many people find that nowadays the Messiah seems to have changed, even so, we said many poskim hold that it's the same hatter. And a person can kill a kinnah. The only problem is how to do it. Someone asked last time when we learned this, actually, can you take a marshal, a lice comb and go through your hair and sieve each hair, really? So we said that could be problematic. That's the problem of geysers. When you take this very thin comb, and you go through your hair, if you look very, 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 very likely, after a certain amount of time, you're going to have some hairs on that lice comb. And therefore, that's called a psik ratio. That's called a psik ratio of combing, which is not allowed to be done. Someone said last time, which I did check out, I'm not sure about it, someone said the Maisa, his wife, what he does is she puts her finger on the hair and she holds the hair in position and she pulls it out. And he says that's not grazers. He says the Maisa's wife does it and she never pulls her hair out. Now, if that's true, that you have to know the truth. I don't know, I find it a bit of a chiddush that, the Maisa, to pull a hair and be certain that you're not going to pull some hairs out, it's a chiddush. But if you can do that, there's no grazers. Boira, we said there's no problem of lice in a person. It's not called boira because the person is so kosher, it's not called mixed with the person. So therefore, there's no problem of taking out kinim from a person's hair. Someone's going, all that is no butter. Using shampoo is namaisa, that's mutter. Mitzad din, that's mutter. Because you're going to kill them. The only problem is washing their hair, drying their hair afterwards could be problematic. Because the problem of soika, when you run your hair with the water inside it, that could be a problem of schita. That could be another issue. Yeah.
Not like kidim.
Kidim is an exception. There's no other animal of Derek Club which is like kidim. What's mites? For mold?
Maggots.
Maggots also, the mice, they say it's a bond to kill them. It's not possible. But where do they come from? They come from eggs, I think. They do come from eggs.
No, they come from
bacteria.
But the bacteria is laid by, where's the bacteria come from? I don't think anyone says that one for that.
From meat which goes off. There's no problem.
That's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, there's an Issur Rabbanan inside of food that's gone off, and it's got a word from Mishnah Berurah says, Issur Rabbanan to kill it. I'll have to check out why it's Issur. Uramosim Shavi Yosim and Aglolim. These insects which come from dung, or when I pay Rishi Rishi from fruits that have gone off, okay, it was there. When Tolom Shabosa, Tolom Shabosa, Kitnius, Ahurgan is Potter, but Issur Rabbanan. Also, Rabbanan. It's only Kino's got this heter. Only animal. So you ask me how this works? I have to check it out. I don't know. I'm not sure. But Kino is the only case of an insect one's allowed to kill. If anyone asks a trick question, what insect can you kill even though it's got a life to it? The answer to that is only a Kino. There's no other insect you're allowed to do passages. Yeah? Pinworms we spoke about. That's also a very interesting question. What these pinworms are. Okay, that's another thing. Then we spoke about cleaning up a wound. Yeah, if a person, it's got on Shabbos, it's got some makor. So we said, if he's got a mekush ba'alba, he's got a very slight pain, Lamoshal, for example, yeah, he's hurt, he cut himself, he's got a slight pain. He's got a very slight pain. So then, you can't take any refuah on Shabbos. Refuah is not mutter for a mekush ba'alba. For a slight pain, one can't take any medicine. But we said a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman and others say that disinfecting a wound is not called a refuah. It means cleaning up a wound and washing it, all that, and putting even disinfectant on it is not called refuah. So therefore, that's mutter to do. But one can't take painkiller, for example, that one can't take. If it's not called a choleh enough to be able to take a painkiller, so a painkiller. Sorry. It ought to be chol. You can take painkillers. You have to be nofal mishkol. Just that person's got a very slight pain on his finger. He's cut himself. He's got a slight pain. That's not enough of a heter to be able to take a painkiller. That's a refuah. That's called a refuah. That's called a refuah. Taking away pain is called a refuah. Yeah. That's called a refuah. Yeah. And we said putting a plaster on as well is also problematic. So we said how to put a plaster on. A plaster can be put on in a way. I mean, the Maisa, many poskim hold that opening up a plaster on Shabbos is no problem at all. That's Kriya Shel Kilkul. You rip up the sachet where it's in, that's mutter. The only issue that you've got is two issues with a plaster. One is the sticky tab where the plaster's on. That sticky tab where the plaster's on, when you take it off, that could be Korea. And it's not a kilkul, because that tearing is beneficial. You now be able to use a sticky tab. So some poskim hold that that is problematic. So some people, what they do is they take off before Shabbos, they prepare plasters in advance, they undo the sticky tab, put it back on again, so it's been a very short-term stickiness, that they hold is mutter. Others hold that a plaster, Moshe and others we said hold that a plaster, even though it's stuck together, but it's not meant to be a tofer, it's not meant to be one, it's only is protective. That whole white shield is just to protect the stickiness, that it doesn't lose the stickiness. So it's not meant to be into one. Tofer is when you put something on to make it into one item. So this may be a grey area, a very big grey area this over here. So we said the best thing to do is, the chayra, Yeah, very similar to a lappy, very similar to a lappy. So the best thing to do is, if one has to open the plaster, one should open it with a shinui. One should take the tabs off with a shinui, either with it between two fingers or with your teeth. You take off that tab, that's all right. And then we spoke about when you put the plaster on your finger, we said you've got to be careful that you don't wrap the plaster around itself. Otherwise, you're doing tofa on the plaster. Normally, what happens is you leave that plaster on. A few days later, it's taken off. You just slide the plaster off. So that bit never gets undone again. Therefore, one should avoid... Either one puts it vertically up, or you can put it on a slant. That way it would also be mutter to do. Then we spoke about, finally we spoke about a toothache. So that's claw. One should not pull out a tooth on Shabbos. That means someone's got a loose tooth. Someone just asked me this week, actually, had a loose tooth, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago. He wants to know if he can put it out.
Why is the difference
for a nail? Oh, so a nail, that's a good question. Here, because blood's going to come out. So here, it's very likely... Very unlikely, but it's not common for it to happen. It's not particularly racing going to happen. A tooth is very, very common. That when a person pulls a tooth out, blood comes out.
Even if it's on one thread, one
time. Yes, no, but see, but I think it's very common. The final stage of the tooth being detached is often blood comes out, and therefore that is often to associate with the Melachah Shoka. It's Rabbi's case. Because of this, actually, we're
going to take
what? Is it a pain or no pain? If there's a pain, a big pain, a Maisa Tzad, then there's already more kuladik to ask a goy to do it. Otherwise, Tzad is the problem, right? So you mustn't ask a goy to do Melachah B'yotzar. What you can't do on Shabbos is also. So you can't really do that. It's not really so poshul. Because of this halacha of bleeding, a person shouldn't brush his teeth on Shabbos generally. Even if one's got a dry toothbrush, it's very common for people when they brush their teeth, that what has it's bleed. Huh? It's the gums. Very often gums bleed. That's all included in Melachah Shoker. To pick your teeth with like a toothpick, a toothpick, if it's common for the gums to bleed as well, there's a problem. The Shabbos toothbrush avoids this problem, actually. The way the Shabbos toothbrush is designed, it's meant to be, it's like a rubber. So first of all, it gets around the problem of the skeeter. It also gets around the problem that it's not so rough on the gums, and therefore it shouldn't cause the gums to bleed. If it doesn't, you've got a problem again. It has to be something which is not going to cause the gums to bleed. If someone's got a scab on his hand... So I'm not sure whether the sort of goes is the problem, but even without that, if the person takes the scab off and it's going to very likely start bleeding now because of what he's done, that's not allowed to be done. Anything which can cause bleeding, if people got eczema, to rub the eczema, and it's very likely going to cause bleeding, a person must do that on Shabbos. Must be very careful. It's very, you know, you can rub it lightly, rubbing it lightly is mutter, but to rub it roughly, where it's very likely it's going to cause it to bleed, that is a problem. Removing a splinter, though, we said, that's takamutter. A splinter is not a sick ration that it's going to, blood is going to come out. It's very likely you can remove a splinter without any blood coming out at all. And therefore, that's mutter. That's not a problem to do. And then finally, we finished off with talking about walking on the ants, where you've got ants in front of your garden or whatever. That, we said, the chur is the problem. If it's very infested there and it's very likely you're going to kill it, the chur, one should avoid that area completely. But if one's stuck, we're covered abrias or we're mokum sa, then a person goes, you should walk on tiptoes and you should minimize what he's doing. You've got a sick ratio, trade your bonds, maybe that would be allowed to be done. And finally, one thing I just want to finish with the mice, that is also problematic. Can you put rat poison down or mice poison down on Shabbos? So there's an issue of muksa. Muksa is a serious problem. All this is muksa. But even if one gets around the problem of muksa, pashtas, that's mice of killing, that's a trap of killing, it could even kill them. But it's a groma, you're not going to kill them straight away. So if there's a big tsar in the place, the washes are very, it's very uncomfortable, then one has to ask a shy this rab whether that's what to do. Okay, everybody, so that's the end of the Melachah Shoker.